Hola, baseball fans. Welcome to Baseball Mexico, WRMI's weekly Mexican baseball review. I'm your host, Bruce Baskin. One of the longtime stars of the Hermosillo Naranjeros was scheduled to have his number retired by the team before a November 13th home game against Obregón. Cornelio Garcia's number 23 was to be laid to rest prior to Friday's first pitch. Garcia spent 19 winters in an Orangemen uniform and was well-respected among Mexican fanaticos as a smooth-swinging hit machine. Longtime Mexican baseball figure Carlos Fregoso, who grew up in Obregón and now does some scouting for the New York Yankees, likens Garcia to ex-major leaguer Vic Davalillo as a hitter. Garcia ended his MexPat career in 2005 after collecting 1,011 hits in 1,010 games for a lifetime winner average of .288. Although he wasn't a power hitter, Garcia stole 151 bases as a member of five LMP championship teams. Born in 1955 in Ensenada, Garcia was the first player ever drafted out of the National Baseball Academy in Monterrey in 1984. He spent time in the Chicago White Sox minor league system before returning to Mexico in 1990. Garcia spent several summers in the Mexican League with Yucatan, Monterrey, and Laguna, including a 10-year stretch in which he never hit below .330, including a league-leading .382 average for the Sultans in 1997. Garcia becomes the ninth Hermosillo player to have his number retired. Obregón Yankees pitcher Brian Corey has left the team for 10 days to take part in the tryout for a Japanese team. Corey is expected back in Obregón by November 20th. The 36-year-old right-hander was 3-0 for the Yankees when he left for Asia. Corey's 3.60 ERA was 10th in the MexPAC, and his 29 strikeouts in 35 innings was tied for tops in the league. Corey was a 12th-round draft pick by Detroit in the 1993 draft as a position player before the Tigers converted him into a pitcher 2 years later. He made his major league debut in 1998 as an original member of the Arizona Diamondbacks. He has also pitched for Texas, Boston, San Diego, and the Los Angeles Dodgers, turning in a 4-4 record and 5.13 ERA in parts of five big league seasons. Corey has pitched for several Class AAA teams as well as Japan's Yomiuri Giants. Corey was 7-9 with a 5.34 ERA for Oklahoma City of the PCL in 2009. Around the Caribbean, the Puerto Rico Baseball League is beginning their winter ball season this weekend, and a familiar face is hoping to play for one of its five teams. First baseman Carlos Delgado, who is a free agent after spending the past four seasons with the New York Mets, says he'd like to play in Puerto Rico to show Major League teams his May hip surgery was a success. The 37-year-old Delgado is a career .280 hitter in the majors with 473 homers and 1,512 RBIs. Elsewhere in the Caribbean, Caracas and Magallanes are tied on top of the Venezuelan League standings with 21-7 records. Josh Thole of Caracas leads the league in batting with a .419 average, while Margarita's Carlos Monasterios is 5-0 with a 2.45 ERA. The Este Toros lead a tight Dominican League race with a 13-8 mark. Oriente's Robinson Diaz is the top batter with a .397 average. Among Dominican pitchers, lefty Evan McClain of Oriente is 4-0 with a 1.80 ERA over five starts. Stay tuned. We'll take a team-by-team look at the Mexican Pacific League when we come back with more on Baseball Mexico here on WRMI. Baseball Mexico is able to reach people throughout the Americas and around the world by broadcasting on Radio Miami International. I'm Bruce Baskin, producer and host of BBM, and I'm proud to bring Mexican baseball to you weekly on WRMI. WRMI also broadcasts such great shows as WaveScan, DX Party Line, Happy Station, Viva Miami, World Radio Network. Shortwave is the final frontier of radio, and you can hear it all at 99.55 kilohertz on Radio Miami International, bringing the world of radio to a world of listeners. You're listening to Baseball Mexico on Radio Miami International and BaseballGuru.com. In the Mexican Pacific League, Mazatlan is in first place at 20-9. John Lindsay is near the top of the LMP with a .375 batting average, but he's the only Venados regular hitting higher than Brian Bixler's .275. MexPAC vet outfielder John Weber was batting .464 after his first six games, but more help at the plate is needed. Ruben Rivera has eight homers and 28 RBIs. Pablo Ortega's four wins are tied for the league, and Oscar Bustillos' 2.34 ERA is fifth. Mazatlan reliever Rafael Martin is 3-0 with a 0.55 ERA, and Gabe DeJoy still tops the LMP with eight saves. Second place Navojoa is 17-12. Francisco Arias leads the Miles with a 317 average, and his 23 RBIs are fifth in the next pack. Matt Young has batted 304 with four homers and eight stolen bases, and may be Navojoa's best all-around player at this point. The Miles lead the LNP with 29 steals, but are last with 18 homers in 29 games. The pitching has been mediocre, although Brian Adams won his last two starts to go to 3-1 and is now second in the LNP with a 2.45 ERA. Closer Brett Butts has five saves despite a 5.40 ERA. Third place Mexicali is 16-13. The Aguilas lead the Mex pack with a 290 team batting average, topped by Ramon Pena, Brad Snyder, Matt Camp, and Emmanuel Valdez, who are all above 315. Pena's 374 is near the top of the league. Valdez tied for third with eight homers and is fourth with 24 RBIs. Snyder leads the LNP with nine steals. Pitching? Well, that's been another matter in Mexicali, with 20 men taking the mound so far this winter. Mauricio Tabachnik is 2-1 with a 2.20 ERA and has been moved into the starting rotation, but that's about it. Fourth place Hermosillo is 15-12-1. Luis Alfonso Garcia has gotten a lot for his 257 batting average, topping the next pack with 10 homers and 27 RBIs. Trent Olchin's 348 average leads Hermosillo, and Humberto Cota has been solid with a 290 average and five homers. Recent returnee Chris Roberson is just 1-for-7, but should heat up. Juan Delgadillo and Fernando Villalobos both have three wins, and Jesus Castillo has won twice since moving into the rotation with 1.84 ERA. Naranjero's closer, Dennis Sarfati, has seven saves and a 1.88 ERA. 14-15 opener Gone is fifth, and Neil Sellers is third in the Mex pack with a 371 average. Michael Taylor is hitting 308 after 19 games. Saeed Gutierrez has added a 290 average, five homers and 18 RBIs. Ex-big leaguer Erubio Durazo recently joined the Yankees and homered in his second game Wednesday night. The pitching, though, has been awful. Though Brian Corey and Luis Mendoza have combined to go 7-1 and are tied for the LNP lead with 29 strikeouts each, Obregon has the worst ERA in the league at 5.25. 12-16-1, Los Mochis is in sixth place. The Cañeros may have the most dangerous lineup in the LNP, though. Sandy Madera leads the next pack with a 440 average, 55 points higher than his closest competitor. Madera, Sebastian Valle, and Saul Soto have combined for 25 homers, 54 RBIs, and a 348 average. That has got to be scary for pitchers. Conversely, Mochis' pitching has been rather scary itself. Logan Duran is 2-1 with the 3.62 ERA as the only starter with more than one win. And last year's ERA champion, Ishmael Castillo, 1-2 and 5.93. 11-16-1, Guasave is in 7th place. It's hard to imagine a team with Mario Valenzuela, Marshall McDougal, Christian Presici, Eduardo Arredondo, and Jafet Amador is last in the LNP in batting with a 249 average, but that's the story in Guasave. Amador is hitting 368, but only has 19 at-bats. The Algodoneros have had a good week to pull out of last place, however. Jim McGrain tops the starters with a 3-1 record and a 2.52 ERA, while closer Tim Levine has four saves and a 3.09 ERA in 12 trips from the bullpen. Finally, the Culiacan Tomateros are 8-19-1 in the last place. Even so, Mike Cervenac is putting up MVP-like numbers. The Phillies farmhand has a 383 average, 8 homers and 25 RBIs to rank in the top three for each category. Mike McCoy is hitting 338 with 9 steals. Dee Brown is batting 290 with 5 homers. And Refugio Cervantes is at 275 with 7 homers. Chris Waters leads a decent starting rotation with a 3-0 record and a 3.34 ERA. Major League veteran Luis Ayala has 3 saves, but none since last month. And his ERA is now 4.50 after being rocked his last 2 outings. Stay with us. We'll wrap up this week's edition of Baseball Mexico with our Mexican baseball road trip here on Radio Miami International. Baseball is popular worldwide, but few places love the game as much as Mexico, where it's known as the King of Sports. I'm Bruce Baskin, inviting you to join me here on WRMI every week for Baseball Mexico. Mexico is the only nation in the world where pro baseball is played year-round. You'll be able to follow both the Mexican League in the spring and summer and the Mexican Pacific League in the fall and winter. The sun never sets on Mexican baseball, and we'll be here every week to tell you all about it on Baseball Mexico, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Eastern on WRMI. You're listening to Baseball Mexico on WRMI in Miami and on OurSportsCentral.com. It's time for the seventh of our 24 stops on the Mexican baseball road trip. From Obregon, we'll drive north on Highway 15, which connects all LMP cities except Mexicali. After we go through Empalme and Guaymas, both former Mexpac cities, now with teams in the Class A Mexican Northern League, we'll reach Hermosillo, Sonora, the state capital and a city of 600,000 residents, the largest home of a Mexpac franchise. Hermosillo is in a rather unique setting, a landlocked desert city surrounded by various rock formations and crowned in its center by a tall outcrop lit by night by several radio towers. Besides serving as a political center, Hermosillo is very much an agriculture-oriented city, especially cattle ranching. It's also an important place for industry, with car making one of the leading local occupations. Many early figures of the revolutions in the early 20th century called Hermosillo home, including General Alvaro Obregón, Plutarco Elias Calles, and Abelardo Rodriguez. However, the relatively recent boom over the past 50 years has all but obliterated anything that may have survived from the old days. While Hermosillo is very spread out, not the best place for visitors to get out and walk around, there are some fairly interesting things on hand for tourists to check out. The Plaza Zaragoza is very pleasant, with many trees and a lacy white bandstand, and on its edge sits a 19th century cathedral featuring twin towers and a dome with crosses atop each. A largely neoclassical structure, the cathedral took over a century to build. Also nearby is the similarly styled government palace, most notable for its courtyard murals painted by three artists in the 1980s. Another interesting spot is the Museo de Sonora, a beautifully restored former prison which maintains vestiges of its past life. South of town is the Centro Ecological de Sonora, a zoo and botanical garden. Hermosillo is home to the Mexican Pacific League's Naranjeros, or orange growers. The Naranjeros are considered one of the Mexpac's flagship franchises, played over 50 seasons and raked in 14 LMP championships. They play their home games at Estadio Hector Espino, a 13,000-seat ballpark named after Hector Espino, a Mexican baseball legend who spent 24 winters playing at Hermosillo. The right-handed batting Espino won 13 batting titles and 7 home run crowns in the Mexpac and still holds most LMP career hitting records. Considered by many to be the greatest player in Mexican baseball history, Espino hit a total of 752 homers between the Mexican League and Mexican Pacific League. And that will wrap up this week's edition of Baseball Mexico, the weekly review of professional baseball in Mexico. If you'd like a free subscription to Baseball Mexico, send an email to baseballmexico@live.com. Thank you so much for joining us this week. We'll be back at the same time next week. Until then, I'm Bruce Baskin saying, Viva Baseball!